Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, I still don't have my voice back, but, you know, it's okay. I'm here. This is Dee. So, Terry, what are we talking about?
Well, we got some cool things coming up. So, Richmond SPCA, which we talk about a lot, and participate with stuff with them a lot, is doing their dog jog and 5K run coming up in March.
And that's a big deal. That's a big, big fundraiser for them.
It is. It's usually there's at least 1,000 or so people there.
Wow.
And, you know, you can walk it. It's a 1 mile walk, 5K run. And it's a good opportunity to intermingle with lots of people and dogs.
Just talk dogs, be around them. They have good vendors there. And it's such a great cause.
Yep.
In your community, you want to do this, folks. You want to step up to the plate and either with time or money or whatever, support your local rescue groups.
Right. Look for the local groups that are not HSUS or ASPCA, because the SPCAs are not affiliated at all with the American SPCA. Look for no-kill facilities. Those types of groups really could use some help. They are always short on staff, volunteers, and money, so anything you can do can help.
And donate stuff to them, too.
Yeah, merchandise, yeah. You know, blankets.
Get on their website. They always have lists of things they need, and they're always in need. There are never, ever enough spaces for all the dogs who lose their homes.
Yep. So support them. So March 26th, check it out at Richmond SPCA, or if you're not local to Richmond, check them out in your area. I bet you there's something else cool going on, too.
Absolutely. So is RAL doing something, too, Terry?
Well, they've got a neat program, and it's called Phones for Bones.
Okay, tell me.
Well, and I only know a Reader's Digest version of it, but what they're doing is they're collecting old cell phones, so all the stuff that doesn't need to go in our landfill because it's poisonous to us. They're taking and pulling them in and sending them to a recycler to be recycled.
Properly,
yep. And they're getting money for it, which goes towards their
rescue. Yeah, and rescue. Tell folks who RAL is.
Richmond Animal League. And they're a great, great facility. They are also a no-kill facility. They have a great spay and neuter program there, and they are an assembly line of fixing.
Yeah.
they move a lot of dogs.
They do, and they have a great thrift store. Terry's going to visit it, and we'll hear more about that after he visits.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. They've had it for a while, and I was looking at pictures before we started recording. It's like, man, I got to go check that out. It looks like a neat facility. Again, the proceeds are all going to support RAL and the animals, and I suspect it's all volunteer-run, but I'll find out more when I get there. But you can check out their Phones for Bones program, and you can work with them on that. You don't have to be local to Richmond, and it's phones, the number 4, bones.com. So check it out. Neat idea. Something relatively new they're doing, and I like it.
And from what I understand, there are look everywhere you go if you live in the Richmond area, because I think they have places where you can drop them off all over town, probably in all the dog-related businesses.
I suspect, but I haven't confirmed that.
Yeah.
And the sheet that I got didn't have that information. It just had the website, and I haven't looked at it too close yet because I just got it minutes before recording.
Okay, so cool stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Support your local rescue. And now we were just talking about pet sitters.
Yes, we were.
And that was a comment from the puppy in the room.
Yes.
I think needs to go potty.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about pet sitters, because Dee and I have been lucky. We've got really good primary and secondary pet sitters. And we thought, well, you know, that's kind of important, because I know in the last probably 6 or 7 months, I remember two stories hitting the news where dogs with pet sitters have not made it. They have been through, I won't say neglect, but
Negligence,
yeah.
Bad luck.
They have been killed while at a pet sitter.
Oh, dear.
Or under guardianship of a pet sitter. So that kind of got me thinking, and then, you know, how lucky we are, because we, like I said, we've got primary and secondary people that we know and trust, and you know, we wanted to let you guys know how we found them.
Yeah, so the dilemma always is, if you have to travel, what do you do with your dogs? And many people board them. If you're going to go that route, you know, check out your boarding facility, make sure it's quality. I personally feel if you can manage it, the dogs being in their own home while you're away is the best way to go. I think Terry probably feels the same way.
That's my preference. You know, I don't... my dogs are spoiled.
No.
Yeah. So it's nice when you get somebody to actually come in and stay at the home that you know and trust.
Yeah, and at my house, there are 5 Labrador Retrievers. So, you know, it's the logistics even of boarding them is crazy. So we were very lucky. I was talking to one of our local vets last year when I knew there was a lot of travel in the future. And I asked her who pet sets for her. And she told me it was her receptionist. And it turned out that Miss Elena is the most amazing young woman. She's probably in her late 20s. She is so great with these 5 goofy dogs of ours. She loves them. She takes such good care of them. If we're going to be away overnight, she'll spend the night at the house. If we're not going to be gone long, she'll come 3 times a day. And she plays with them, feeds them. She cares about them. If anything is wrong, excuse me, she will text us and ask what to do.
Yep, I think that's key. So that trust level there, again, we found ours through other people. So Laura, who's been our primary for a long time, Vicky met through one of the ladies' organizations locally. And it's not her full-time job, but it is her full-time job when she's watching her dogs because she has an online business, and so she can work from anywhere. And she'll stay right in the house. She stays with the dogs day and night, feeds them, walks them, you know, the whole routine, and they love her and adore her. And then through our friend Mary Archer at RichmondPetLovers.com, we met her niece, Sarah, and Sarah's our backup, and Sarah's actually filled in for one of my buddies from work when we were gone traveling for business, and just, you know, the best people. So things that they do are when they get here, we get a text. If the dogs have a problem, which is rare, we get a text. We often, during our trips, will get pictures of the dogs playing and whatever or doing something silly. I like that. I like to know what's going on with my dogs. You know, like Dee, they're important to me.
Yeah, they're a family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what I loved about, I got to tell you the story about Madrid last year. We were out of the country for 5 days. A hurricane hit while we were gone, and the power was out at our house. That's when we knew we had the right pet sitter.
She stayed.
And she was wonderful, and she kept us up to date throughout.
That's awesome. And you talk about extreme circumstances. No lights, no TV, no water.
Right. No air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
No nothing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she was a trooper. Our backup is from our vet's office. And she's the young woman behind the receptionist counter who always comes out and interacts with all the dogs. And it happens that she has a small part-time pet sitting business on the side.
Yeah.
So both of ours are wonderful. Both of Terry's are wonderful. Do it ahead of time, folks. Talk to people who you know who are in the dog world in your community. Word of mouth. You know, find people who are using great pet sitters. They exist.
They do exist, and there are. I mean, I don't want to take away from there are people that do it as a business, mm-hmm. and often they're, you know, single person, but that's their primary income. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that at all. You just need to understand what they're going to provide for you. So get that clear up front. This is what they're going to do. This is, you know, if you want them staying overnight, which is always my preference. Mm-hmm. I don't want the dogs home alone at nighttime. Get that up front. And if they are a business and you don't really know them, get references.
Get several references, right. And make sure they're not just their family members.
Right.
Yeah. You want to know that these people who are taking care of your family, 4-legged family members are reputable.
Right. And so do your research. You know, I would say that the two that we talked about earlier where there was, you know, an issue from the dog sitter are probably rare exceptions, but I always want to know who's doing what with my pets.
Absolutely. So keep your dogs safe when you're away from home, guys. Find yourself some great pet sitters like us.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Out of here.